Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Way of Life. I'm your host, Gus Holland. Today, I wanted to do kind of more of a free form type of episode. I'm just going to be talking about some random stuff within the fitness community and kind of what's going on and everything like that. But lately, I've been seeing a bunch of ads, especially on TikTok, for creatine, different brands of creatine. I'm not going to name the brand, but it has become excessive, at least within my algorithm. So most of these ads are creator made. So they're not really afraid to like put out misinformation or incorrect math as far as it goes, because they're wanting you to click through and buy the product because they get a kickback. Nothing wrong with this. This is more of a problem with TikTok rather than the people, because people are obviously going to use the tools that they are given to their advantage, and they should be able to do that. So nothing against people trying to do that. And nothing against the brand really, because it's working for them. But, as far as creatine goes, there is, I've covered it before, but it really is important because it's one of the most popular supplements, and it needs to be said over and over again throughout time, basically. So the new audience hears it and everything like that, or new listeners. And so there are different types of creatine, and it truly doesn't. Okay, so you're going for creatine monohydrate. That is what you want. You want 100% pure creatine monohydrate, where it says underneath it says other ingredients, and it should say none. You're gonna shoot for 5 grams per day. And you're going to mix it in whatever beverage you want, because it should be unflavored and dilute, you know, without dye or anything like that. Excuse me. The other thing is that the price and the brand does not matter. As long as it's 100% pure, there's no other things added to it. That's it, you know? You should be able to, as long as you shop around and everything, you should be able to get about 105-gram servings for anywhere between $15 and $20. That is like the perfect price. You're most likely not going to find it cheaper, but that, when it comes down to it, we'll say you get it for $15 for 100 servings, 15 cents per serving. You take it once per day, you're spending 15 cents per day. That's excellent. That's one of the top, one of the most researched supplements. It's one of the longest in use, and it is really, for me and a lot of others, up there in the top two or three supplements or forms of supplements you would take. So That about covers it up. So I mean, even before making this podcast, just another freaking creatine ad popped up on TikTok, and they're like, oh yeah, well this brand on Amazon isn't as good, and you're getting less for your money here, blah, blah, blah. But really the math actually didn't add up, you know? So it's lots of times it's to trick you. Like they'll say, oh, it's for $8 in the TikTok shop, and you click and it's actually for 20. And they're like, oh, well the sale ended. There was never actually a sale or whatever, you know, there's all types of different stuff going on with that. But until that's better regulated, I figured it was a good idea to put that information back out again. It's kind of getting frustrating. The other thing is that, like I said, there's different types of creatine. It's hard to explain, but basically, though, I think they called it micronized or something like that. It's just, they're like, oh, this is a better, higher quality form of creatine, and it dissolves easier and blah, 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 blah. I've tried that. It dissolves like a tad bit easier. But is it worth paying double the price? No. Is it absorbed in the body? Like they're both fully absorbed. So it doesn't matter if it dissolves in the water or not all the way. I mean, what I do is I mix it in some water, or I'll put it with some water and like a scoop of, I have this like flavored amino supplement, BCAA powder, branched chain amino acid. And that's mainly for flavor. I mean, you are getting extra amino acids and stuff like that, but that's kind of like a lower priority, if that makes sense. But so I use that to, I'll flavor the water. I like it like super cold. I'll put it in a shaker cup. Like I'll put like 12 ounces of water in a shaker cup with a big scoop of that BCAA powder. So it's technically like 1.5 servings or something. And then I'll do like a full scoop of the creatine, and you shake it up. I mean, it takes like 3 shakes, 4 shakes, whatever. It's shooken up, drink half of it, and like in one, you know, couple big swigs or whatever. And then, yeah, if for almost everything, including protein, if you let it sit there for a while, it settles at the bottom. Shake it a couple more times, finish it off, or as you sip, you know, sip it down or whatever. So it's truly not a big deal if it's not worth, like I've seen people, I went to GNC and they were selling some like little bottle of micronized or whatever. I forgot the term of it, but that form of creatine. And they're like, oh, it blends better, it's better quality, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not worth 50, 60 bucks for a little bitty jar of it. Like it's ridiculous. So I guess that rant is over. The other thing that I was going to mention is, for the most part, the community as a whole is super supportive. But I have noticed that like overall it is slightly just a tad bit, just shifting toward hater comments. And I think not toward me, but just in general on videos that I see of people performing lifts. And I think maybe because the fitness industry has grown quite a bit recently, especially with the youngest generation, it's become very popular, which is amazing. I love to see that. But yeah, I think just because it's grown so quick, so big, so quick that, yeah, it's kind of lent itself to some undesirable traits, I believe. But I don't know. I really like, there are some influencers and creators out there that are putting a lot of really positive content out there, not only educational stuff, but really just like motivating people and kind of trying to lead that younger generation in the right path or right direction as far as like attitude toward themselves and others in the gym. So I really like seeing that. And I think it's kind of me just thinking out loud. I'm not 100% sure, but like I'm thinking about doing something on TikTok as far as that goes, like maybe highlighting people's like lifts throughout the week or doing some sort of video content. I would really like to support not only the audience of this podcast, but just people I see as I scroll through. I mean, you know, I follow over 2,000 people on Instagram, and they're pretty much all fit, you know, within the fitness community, whether they're strong men, strong women, powerlifters, gym owners, like you name it. So I think it's really, really cool to be putting more support out there Like I said, it doesn't always have to be educational or opinion or even opinion based. It's just like, hey, really good job on that lift. Like, whatever, you know, or as long as no one's hurting themselves or anything like that. Especially like there is a woman that I saw, she did like a really good job, especially for her body weight, as far as like, she was doing a squat and she was showing her progress. Like, even though it wasn't perfect, she was showing like basically how she couldn't even lift the weight before, and now she's like lifting it with, I wouldn't say correct form, but the form was better, and she could manage the weight. So it's like she's showing improvement. She's obviously working on the form. She's working on the weight, and she even said in the comments that she has a coach and all this stuff like that. So I'm like, what's the big deal? People are just like, I'd say about half the comments were just like negative toward something about the video. And so, I don't know. It's also another rant, I guess, but it bothers me when people aren't as supportive as they could be, I guess. Anyways, the final thing I wanted to touch on this podcast, I'm going to kind of try and keep it a little short today, but as far as like caffeine supplementation goes or caffeine consumption, yes, you can consume, like, I think the medical like maximum or whatever, I think they say 500 or 600 milligrams per day. Might be wrong on that number, but whatever, it's up there. And so yes, you can consume that per day. Should you? No. That is my personal opinion. I know a lot of people might argue with that, but I would argue that those people that are arguing are consuming that much or more per day. And one thing from experience, like I've had issues with caffeine in the past, like large amounts. One thing about that is consumption of large quantities of caffeine, on a daily basis, like repetitively, not only can you form an addiction to it, but you can also, it will, like, I don't care what anybody says. I haven't looked at any scientific studies or anything, but I've known several people that have abused caffeine, including myself, and it will over time change your behavior toward yourself and others and your mental attitude. Just the way you react to things and stuff like that. Maybe whether it's making you more on edge or if it's dumping, you know, like making you dump your adrenaline, outside of the gym, you know, there's different things that it has potential to trigger within your body that aren't necessarily healthy or could affect yourself and others. So just keep an eye out for that. Other than that, I'm going to keep this short today. I want to thank everyone so much for the support. The podcast has continued to grow. I do have, a sponsor coming up very soon. My first ever sponsor, and I'm like beyond grateful and super, super excited to announce it to y'all. It's going to add an ad spot on this podcast. It is going to help increase the quality of the podcast and reach more people, which is what I want. It is also, the sponsor is a brand that, like, I'm not going to receive sponsorship from brands that, like, I don't personally use, that aren't top notch, that don't take care of their people, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, these people are stand up people. And, so I'm excited to announce that. If you want to support the podcast, I greatly appreciate it. Sharing an episode with a friend or a lot of friends is awesome, especially on Instagram, to help grow. I don't know, whatever, but sharing it and, leaving a rating or review wherever you listen to the podcast is great. You can check out wayoflifepodcast.com. That has everywhere you can listen to the podcast. It's got, you know, links to all that. It's got a blog where each of these episodes are blogged out, but it's in a different writing style and everything. It's not word for word like the podcast. The new episodes, I've said it before, but the new episodes are being transcribed. So that's great for, people that need those services that are either, maybe have a hearing, disability or something like that. So very excited to finally have these episodes being transcribed. If y'all have any suggestions or comments, concerns, whatever, hit up Instagram. It's at Way of Life Podcast. So yeah, anyways, thank y'all so much for the support, and I will be talking to y'all later. Bye.